following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
I know you've been thinking about it. You've heard us talk about it a lot, about having some barbecue. Memphis barbecue, no less. Those of you living outside of the Memphis area who've been here and have had the chance to go over to Central Barbecue, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you who live in Memphis already get it. It's a staple. It's a staple of all of our lives here. Three locations here in town. They've got great food. It's great. Slow-smoked pork, pulled pork sandwiches. Oh, my God. It's so good. And their ribs. You know. Hey, look. This place has been voted the number one barbecue place in the city of Memphis for God knows how many years. And they've earned it. And it's very good. And it's right. And you can have it at home, no matter where you are in the United States of America. Those of you living in San Francisco, would you like to have some of this stuff? It's simple. Look for our banner ad, or look for their banner ad on our website, radio-memphis.com. Look for Central Barbecue. You'll see it. It comes up at the very top of the page. It's in that rotating thing. When it comes up, click on it. It takes you straight to the shop. Order it. They'll ship it to you. You order on a Monday, you'll have it by Wednesday. Yes. The taste of Memphis delivered straight to your door. The number one barbecue joint in town you can have on your table, whether you live in San Francisco or Los Angeles, Seattle, Atlanta. Those of you over there, those of you listening down in Florida. How about those of you listening a little bit closer, like, you know, down in South Mississippi that want to get it? You can get it. They'll ship it to you. Those of you up in New York, you hadn't had good barbecue till you had Central. Check it out. Proud sponsors from Radioland. Now, let's get on with the show.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another exciting episode of From Radioland. This is, I guess you're sort of right now in the moment you are in Radioland, so welcome to Radioland. This show comes from Radioland. This is your moment to sit down and enjoy it. And thank you so much for all of those who do sit down. And I appreciate that so very much. It's nice to have that. It's nice to know that. And I do hear from quite a few people from out there and around the world that say, hey, thanks for the show. Glad to be a part of it. And, you know, I know last week was a little preachy. But, you know, sometimes I have things on my mind that I need to get out. And it may not be a popular point of view. It may be a popular. Who knows? It's just really some of the things that I have in mind. And it's an open enough format here that you have your right to say what you want to say. You know, if you don't like what I say, of course you can go somewhere else, and that's fine. I get it. That's fine. It's a free country. We have choices. That's the beautiful thing. We have so many choices. If you didn't like my anti-xenophobic rant, then so be it. But that's all there is to it. This time around, though, I wanted to take a look at something a little more back to the basics of what this podcast was originally designed for. Even though we're in the process of evolution,
no such thing as evolution, bro.
Yeah, there is. The idea of there's theories, there are schools, there's ideas behind how to program a radio station. I have learned through working with Radio Memphis that there are definitely ways to do it. There are right ways, there are wrong ways. I have seen ways that it's done that it's that is sometimes good and then sometimes not so much. You know, the ideas behind how the music is picked to play in rotation, that's one of the, you know, that's the idea that we're going with. Those of you who aren't really familiar with how that works, the idea is that you want to play the music that appeals to the largest number of people at all times. That's the theory, at least. So, say, for example, since I have some experience with this, you are programming, you have been tasked to program a classic rock station. You have your core artist that you play. In the genre of classic rock, you are looking at, I don't know, what, maybe 5,000 songs, tops. Somewhere along those lines. And you have your core artists that you have to hit, and then there's a formula that they will use so that these artists get played rather frequently, because people tune into a classic rock station to hear that particular artist as frequently as they can. And they've done their testing, and there's a lot of theory that goes into that. Whereas at Radio Memphis, we take everything that's all indie, you know, here Memphis and Mid-South area, and we put it on rotate and random. We shuffle the hell out of it, and just away it goes. But we're just picky as to what goes into that library. Now, a FM, AM, FM station that play, I don't know if there's any AMs that really play that much music anymore, but FM stations that do it have a very particular way, as I mentioned, of formulating their day. They have day parts, okay? They have music that will only be played at this time of the day and then music that will only be played at that time of the day. And if a jock breaks those rules, he gets into trouble with the man, which I've never understood, but that's just how that is. And they have maybe, I don't know, 250 songs, maybe, tops, maybe more like about 175, 200, somewhere in there, that they rotate throughout a 24-hour period. You know, Radio Memphis, to give you an idea, just by comparison, we rotate 815, which means that it would take 3 days for you to hear that same song a second time. That's creating, you'll hear the artist for sure, but you won't hear that same song. And what that does is it creates a variety. It creates something that is not going to start what is called listener fatigue, where you get tired of hearing this. And it does, you know, that's a thing that does happen. But one of the things that I've noticed, and this is really kind of what I want to go into more about that, is that there are a select number of radio stations throughout the country, and I'm talking about AM and FM stations only, your terrestrial stations, that they do this thing every year where starting on Thanksgiving, usually the day after Thanksgiving, it's 24 hours of Christmas music. From that date till I think it's usually like the 27th or 28th, or maybe even New Year's Eve. I think they may even go all the way to New Year's Eve, which is a long fucking time to be hearing Christmas music over and over. Now, why they do this, I don't know. What the theory is behind it, I'm not quite sure. Because let's be honest here, there's only a finite number of Christmas songs. Okay? There's only a set number of tunes that can be done about the genre of Christmas, the holiday. I mean, there's no Easter songs. There's no 4th of July songs. Well, I don't know. That could be debatable. There's some patriotic music, let's put it that way. There's no New Year's songs, per se, aside from Auld Lang Syne, and how many times can you hear that? And that's usually a drunken rambling that happens right at midnight. There's no Halloween. There's some Halloween kitschy stuff, but Christmas is the one. That's the song. That's the holiday that has the most music written specifically about it. And even that number is relatively low. And there are artists out there that try and they should. You know, if you are an artist and you've been around for a little while, it's okay to put out Christmas music. It's okay to do that. You don't have to do it every fucking year. But, you know, if you put together, you know, maybe a Christmas album once every 5 years, I think everybody will be okay with that because it's meant to be had at your home and played, you know, at your holiday party or while you're sitting around the tree opening up your presents, okay? So having said that, you have radio stations now that are programming, and it's not a now thing, they've been doing it forever, that program nothing but Christmas music for 24 hours a day. And there's one here in Memphis. I'm not going to name them because they, fuck them. They started this nonsense the day before Thanksgiving. And it goes forever. Now, I understand that there are people who like this. I get it. My wife is one of them. And that's wonderful. I'm glad you like it. But can you imagine to be seated at one spot for, say, I don't know, 8 hours working your job and you get the radio on and all you hear is that? It's a bit much. It's a bit much. Personally, I think Christmas music should happen right at the week of. The best part of Christmas in my mind is December the 26th. Pull the tree down, get the shit done. It's over with. Let's wrap up this year. Let's look forward to the new year and let's get going. We go to the long haul of winter from here on out. The idea that playing Christmas music 24 hours a day is going to be beneficial to a large part of the audience is a fallacy. In my mind, it is. Because look at what you're competing against now. All of a sudden, thanks to the web, thanks to algorithmic radio stations like Pandora, you can go in and say, I want Christmas music, and the damn thing will just start playing random Christmas songs for as long as you're sitting there listening to it. That's what it does. whereas they've applied their day parting scheme to all of their Christmas music at an AM and FM station, and they're expecting you to dig it. Last year, I was having some dental work done. Nothing fancy. I was just having my teeth cleaned. And I was going to be there for a little bit, and I was seated in the chair, and I didn't bring my headphones so I could listen to something else. That's a neat little trick for you, by the way. If you know you're going to be at the dentist office for a little while, and you don't, obviously it's not like you're going to be in too much communication with the person who's in your mouth, because your mouth is open and full of tools. So to help kind of tune out, I will often, after I take maybe a couple of Aleve or something, just to make it easy, I pop in my earbuds and I'll either listen to a podcast or I'll listen to some music, whatever, just to kind of help pass the time. And I'd forgotten my earbuds, so I was sort of forced into being a captive audience member to whatever it was they had playing over the sound system there in the doctor's office. And what was it?
It was Christmas music.
It was a shitload of Christmas music. Oh, my God. I had sat there 15 minutes of this, and it was during a it was actually on this radio station, and the wacky morning show was doing a wacky morning bit, which was neither wacky nor a bit, and they were trying to be all hip and relevant while they're playing the latest Christmas song, and I told the dental hygienist, I said, honey, would you do me a favor, please? And she said, what can I do for you? I said, would you please just gas me? Just knock me flat the fuck out. She goes, well, you're not in pain, are you? I said, no, I'm not. But this goddamn radio that you got playing in here is playing. She goes, what, you don't like Christmas music? Look, I'm fine with Christmas music, but it doesn't have to be nailed to the back of my fucking skull like radio stations tend to do all across the country this time of year. Enough. And we're still in November. At least we were at that time. Early December. I mean, come on. Ugh. So she was sort of indignant about it. She didn't do anything, but she got in my mouth. And then when I left there, I noticed she did a little extra etching in there to clear off my jaws were tired after that deal. I think she was a little put out about the fact that I didn't appreciate the fact. And that's just it. It's funny because Christmas, which is a Christian holiday, gets people are really protective of it, and I understand that. That's fine. Be protective of it, but don't be a dick. Don't be an asshole. Don't be a fuckstick about this whole thing, because the idea that you are so worried that people are taking this holiday away from you is ludicrous. We talked about that in episode 92, the Declaration of War on Christmas, with the whole Starbucks coffee cup thing. We talked about that. No one's taking it away. No, it's not. Here's the thing. What if I was a hardcore member of the Jewish faith, and I really had issues with this Christmas thing? You don't think about that because, well, this country's filled with red-blooded American Christians. God damn it! That's what I hear. That's what I see. We ain't going to let no foreigners over here. This is America, God damn it. You know, worship Jesus, we're going to kill you. Well, it's no different than what the Islamic people are saying. God damn, Rick, you don't like Christmas, do you? I don't like it rammed down my throat. Yes, there's a Christmas tree at our home. Yes, there's Christmas decorations here. Yes, in another room there may be Christmas music even playing. Rick is not in any of those places. I'm back in my office, or I'm seated at the bar. I'm away from it. The wife has her Christmas area. Rick has his non-Christmas area. You don't have to be such a Grinch. I'm not being a Grinch. I just don't. Look, it's a holiday. It's another day of the week. I have my traditions, yes, and there are parts of Christmas I really do enjoy. Mostly the liquor. But I don't want it to be such a dominating thing in my life. You watch this shit unfold, like the whole Black Friday thing. We saw it happen all across the country. Thanksgiving came. Thankfully, by the way, those of you in social media did not necessarily post pictures of your food, because we're all eating the same thing, mind you. Well, most of y'all, I didn't. But the idea that here's my dinner, here's my Christmas dinner. That didn't happen this year, and I was actually quite grateful for that. And it was nice because people were actually posting pictures. It was a very rare moment, Thanksgiving Day on Facebook, at least in my feed, because it was people posting pictures of their family. That was cool. I like that. I'm okay with that. There was no political rambling. Well, actually, there was some. But there was no bitching and hollering and drama. Everybody was perfectly pleasant. They were talking about their parties. They were having pictures of their family, their kids, their grandkids, the aunts, the uncles. They may have if they showed any food at all, it would have been like, look how big the turkey was. You know, that kind of thing. That's fine. I get it. Because it's unusual. We've moved on to, I'm going to eat this plate and I'm going to go pass out. And it was wonderful. And it lasted all the way up till about 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Because at that point, everybody turned into complete assholes again. They went rampantly out of fucking control. Stories started pouring in Friday morning because I was back on the air Friday morning at Radio Memphis. And I always like doing the Black Friday show because that's when you start seeing the stories trickling in. What was a bit disconcerting was that there were some people that referred to Black Friday as a holiday. And it's not. It's not a holiday. It's people that have corporate jobs tend to take that Friday after Thanksgiving off. So they get themselves a 4-day weekend. Deservedly so. And the pictures and the stories and the videos were starting to stream in. The fights. Little old ladies getting punched in the face. Little children getting kicked in the ass. Shootings. Death. Mayhem. Destruction. It's every year. And it gets worse and worse. And this is what is so remarkable to me is that somehow along the way, between Thanksgiving Day, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, when the family starts to show up and the Thanksgiving dinner is being put together, the family has arrived, the food is out, the pictures are being taken, they're being shared on social media, people are watching television, watching the Macy's Day Thanksgiving parade, watching football, having a couple of cocktails, if that's the way it goes. Very happy, very cheerful. After the dinner, the plates get cleared, maybe a slice of pie. And it's all very lovely and nice, and it's dark outside, and all the guys are thinking, you know, perhaps a nice belt of whiskey would be about right. Meanwhile, some of the other people in the house are excited. They're chomping at the bit because they're going to go catch in on some early holiday deals to get their Christmas shopping knocked out of the way. And then as quickly as you think it would just sort of creep up onto you, it's there. It happens. It's the complete mayhem. It's the madness that is getting out of the house and getting into the crowds and going to buy this cheap, useless, expensive shit. And people lose their minds. And what's so sad about it is that these people, some of you were probably caught up in it. You lose the meaning of it. You lose what you just had. You just had it in the palm of your hands not 3 hours ago. But your family was with you and it was actually okay. Maybe this year wasn't so bad. Maybe, you know, Uncle Freddy wasn't all fucked up and calling everybody under the, you know, in the house an idiot. You know, maybe just for once it was just a pleasant experience. And then you shit on it because it's Christmas. It's all about being like Jesus because, you know, Jesus wanted you to go to the stores and to the malls and because you got to give gifts and you got to spend all this money and you got to impress your children because if you don't impress your children, they will never like you. Guess what? They don't like you already. Bribing them doesn't help. Well, my kid really has got to have this new drone. My kid really has to have this new doll. My kid really has to have blank. It doesn't make a whole hill of beans difference. Your kids hate you already because that's what they do. Kids up to about 19 years of age hate their parents. That's sort of what they have to do. And bribing them, which is what we feel like we have to do because it's a religious thing. Well, we have to buy something for these people. We have to give them gifts. Therefore, we have to go out to these places. And oh my God, there was a hell of a deal on a fucking vegetable steamer. And that's no joke. There were these square boxes of vegetable steamers, and these people were holding on to them, and they were treating them as though they were some type of gold. It was something that no one's going to use. That's the remarkable thing about it. Nobody was going to plug it in. They may use it once. It was such a hot item, they had to have it. It was so big that children were told, they were sent into the crowd because they were small and they were lithe, and they can get between the legs of the old slower adults who were still filled with turkey and eggnog, and they could get in there and get the box and run it back and grab it over and take it over to mama. And then somebody sees it happening, and it's like a well-orchestrated football play where, you know, grandma comes out of the crowd, goes, "Ah, little bastard," knocks the kid down. I mean, stiff arms a little fucker and puts him down on his ass and takes that box and then waves a finger at him. It was on the video. I saw it. And meanwhile, there are people that are standing around in a semicircle, all with their phones, and they're videotaping all of this. Because they're going to make sure that this fucking video goes onto social media. And it's all about, with the words damn or, you know, Black Friday madness. Guess what, fucker? You're the one that's in it too. You may be going as a spectator, but you're not. You are not solving the problem. You are part of the problem. This is not what it's about. This is not what Christmas is supposed to be about, at least not in my world. Yeah, it changed when I became a, you know, when I grew up. It changed. The holidays changed. They do. It was that transition where it goes from, you know, making sure you got whatever the fuck you wanted under the tree to growing up a little bit and making sure that what you gave somebody meant something. Not something practical. Something that was, you know, like a nice book that you liked, that somebody had said that they would love to read sometimes. You give that to them. Or you give them, you know, maybe you give your loved one a piece of jewelry that reminds you of their love. Something like that. Maybe a vacation, you know. The holidays at that point became a little bit better. And then it turned into complete madness because it was all driven by consumption. You know, sell, 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 buy, buy, buy. Everybody going crazy. But at the same time, it's all about, because all the people that are bitching about the war on Christmas, because we say Merry Christmas around here. We don't say Happy Holidays, right? We say Merry Christmas. So far, you people that keep saying that have not earned it. What's so merry about it? Two kids got in a fight in a shopping mall over the last pair of tennis shoes that the store had plenty of back there in the back. They were trying to create a demand for. And one kid got the shit beat out of him over it. How is that Christmas? You know, in the meantime, you know, on Black Friday, you had the guy, the gentle loner, as the Washington Times reported him as, the crazed old white guy that went into Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and shot up the joint. Killed two, shot a police officer, killed him, wounded five. Old white guy with a long beard, lived off the grid, was a loner. He's your terrorist, see? He was out there causing this fight. What does that have to do with Christmas? Nothing. Because he doesn't celebrate it. He's had enough of it too. I'm not sympathizing him with it at all. But I can understand why he did what he did. He had his religious points of view. By God, he'd had enough. At the time of the taping of this show, there has really been no motive as of yet. But you can make certain fairly close assumptions without getting too far off the deep end with it. I don't know if it's just me or if it's because I spend so much time reading the news and seeing the news and watching society do what it does, that it just seems every year, this time of year, from Thanksgiving until Christmas Eve, that time right there, which is nearly a month, we see the worst sides of civil humanity. And that's not what it's about. Rick, you're declaring war on Christmas. If that's what the declaration of war on Christmas is, then yeah, then perhaps I'm guilty of that, because shouldn't we dial it back? Shouldn't we scale it back? Shouldn't it be about things. Shouldn't it be a lot more like Thanksgiving? Really? Couldn't it be like that? Does it have to be about going to the big box stores? Does it have to be about buying the most expensive shit for your kids? I mean, how about teaching your children that, you know, getting something nice for Christmas has nothing to do with your annual behavior. It has nothing to do with it. There's nothing to do with it. Be a decent human being all year round without the expectation of reward. That you receive a gift because if I give you a gift, it's because I love you. That's why. That, to me, is the spirit of Christmas. That's where it's at. Or it was at one point. It's not there anymore. And that's sad. Am I declaring war on Christmas again? Possibly. The more I think about it, I'm declaring it on the type of Christmas we celebrate now. It's not Christmas anymore. It's Xmas. It's buy, spend, you know, give shit to people you don't know. Oh, we have to give so-and-so a Christmas present. Why do we have to give them a Christmas present? Because they sent us a card. Well, then send them a card back. Well, we can't do that because they'll think we're cheap. That's the thought process that goes on. And it shouldn't be that way. The most valuable commodity I can give to anybody is my time. It's the same thing with you. The most valuable commodity you can give anybody is your time. We only have so much of it. That's why I'm thankful for each and every one of you who devote a little bit of your time each week to listen to this show.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
I'm surprised people still believe this sort of activity exists. You know, the conspiracy, we've talked about conspiracy theories before here, and I'm fascinated by the mentality of those. Well, I got basically attacked over the whole damn thing, and I was, you know, that I wasn't aware of what was going on, and that I was mistaken to think that the government actually has good intentions about this, that, and that. It's like, oh, for God's sake, shut the fuck up. We've got these FEMA camps. They've been around forever, man. They're going to round you up. You're going to be the first one to go into the concentration camp, and that's going to be that. Look, pal, if they were going to use the FEMA camps, they would have been used a long time ago. Hell, Dick Cheney would have rounded up as many people as he could have to get into these goddamn camps. Hey, here's a thought. Maybe they're building the FEMA camps to get the conspiracy theorists out of circulation. There's a thought for you.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
It's not too late to do some of your holiday shopping online. Of course, it never really is because, you know, it's, you know, Cyber Monday happened. But if you're looking for that unique gift, I want you to check out Wizards. Their banner ads at radio-memphis.com. It's a unique gift and smoke shop. It's an alternative smoke shop. It's a great place, where actually. They've got this brand new shipment of lava lamps. We've got one in our studios at Radio Memphis, and it's absolutely delightful. That's some great stuff. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. Check out Wizards. Those of you who live in Memphis, you can find them at 1999 Madison Avenue. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Yeah, this is episode 95. We are about 5 weeks away from our 100th. And yes, 100 solid weeks of doing this show. And more than likely, there will be some sort of a retrospective as we get closer to that. We'll take a look back over the year. And actually, we'll probably take a look back over the past 2 years because we are overhauling the show. The episode 93 with Toni Green, if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. She's just a lovely lady, and we had such a wonderful time with her. You'll hear kind of the direction the format of the show is taking. So we're looking forward to getting that on into your ear here as soon as we can, and we're making efforts to make that work. So bear with us as we make these the little transition here. We hope you enjoy. Now, you're not missing out on the, you know, those of you who like listening to these rants that I do on occasion, like I did today, you still get that. It just won't be quite as long. We'll just get right to the point and get right to it, and then we'll have a guest, and we'll play some music, and it'll be fun. Don't play some music. It's only going to be one song. Calm down. It's no big deal. So that's all coming up very soon. So in the meantime, thank you again. I can't say it enough to you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for those of you who share it. I see it all the time that you have shared the show. You've spread it around. We're located in a lot of places. Radio-memphis.com as one. You can also find it at rickcheddar.podbean.com. Podbean is the actual host of the program. They actually provide the space for us to put these shows. There is a blog spot that I actually write a little bit about the show. Not much. Sometimes it's a little added extra stuff. rickcheddar.blogspot.com. You can find me there. We're also at Stitcher, player.fm, also at TuneIn. If those of you who have the TuneIn app, you can find us there as well. It doesn't really, oh, we're on iTunes for you Apple kids. So it doesn't, this is, you know, doesn't matter what format you're on. We've got this show available to you anywhere. Also, check out Pocket Casts. That's actually kind of cool. It's a cross-platform type app, and it's pretty groovy. Tons of shows there as well, not just this one, but I urge you to take a listen to some of the other shows that are out there as well. Enjoy it if you would. And please continue to share it, and I'd love to hear from you. If you want to drop me a line, do so. Radioland@PirateRadioStudios.com. Love to hear from you. Radioland@PirateRadioStudios.com. So there you go. Y'all take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.